Broncos done out here on the field on this day 12 of training camp, joined now by Andrew Mason. The first real kind of health scare, not an injury that you hate to see during camp, but still something with Monte Ball, we learned today, Andrew, that's going to affect not just him, but the other guys in his position group.
Yeah, let's start with Monte himself. He's undergoing an appendectomy this afternoon. You know, as with usual case of appendicitis, came on pretty quickly, and you have to have the surgery right away. The good thing for him is this procedure has become considerably less invasive over the last few decades or so, medical advances and all that. So the target for him is week one, and that's a very reasonable target date. And if his recovery goes fine and there's no complications, I mean, you may even see him back out here on the practice field before the end of the month, and then certainly ready for the Colts in week one. So he should be in good shape. Beyond that, you know, the way the dominoes fall, it means more opportunities for everyone behind him. It means Ronnie Hillman, number two on the depth chart. He moves up a line. He's at the top right now. C.J. Anderson, one behind him. You know, those guys, we've seen them work with the first team from time to time over the course of training camp and OTAs. They're going to get more looks with Peyton Manning. And they've worked enough with Peyton Manning to know what they're doing in the first team offense, how to handle it. But it's a big opportunity for all those undrafted guys, the three undrafted rookies plus Jarotis Williams. Right now, Juwan Thompson is ahead of the others on the depth chart. He's a rookie out of Duke. And guys like him, Capri Bibbs, Jarotis Williams, who I mentioned, and, of course, Brendan Clay from Oklahoma. All those guys are going to see more reps, have more chances. And, you know, we saw last year with C.J. Anderson. Just because you're undrafted doesn't mean you can't make it as a running back. So they're going to get their opportunities.
Yeah, very easy to look at what it means for the rest of the guys out here when someone misses practice. But let's not jump over the fact that we wish Monte a very healthy and speedy recovery. He's young. I'm sure he's going to be fine. Talked to John Elway today. He said he expects everything to go just fine. So that's good to hear. We want Monte to feel better. We hope he does. We assume he will. Meanwhile, everyone, like you said, will take advantage of the fact that we will get some more reps. A very running back heavy analysis there from Andrew. You can read the rest of Andrew's takeaways on DenverBroncos.com.